Emmaus. Emmaus rode, sandal clad upon the road, surrounded by piles of people heading home after the Passover. Small children run ahead playing. Others ride side saddle on slow-moving donkeys. But most would have been on foot, carrying their traveling bundles and making conversation with those upon the road. An old woman asks you to help carry your heavy basket of bread. It still smells freshly baked. Can you smell it? You notice two travelers walking closely ahead of you, shoulders sagging, furrowed brows, deep in conversation. A dark cloud seems to hang above their heads. Their faces are tear-stained, and you sense they carry a heavy burden. You can't imagine what's causing them such pain, and you strain your ears to overhear. Their conversation is stilted, as it dwells on the events of the past few days. You catch phrases, remember the trial, and then the crucifixion. He was our friend and our teacher. We hoped he would be the Messiah. Darkness fell. It is finished. You think to yourself, they must be speaking of Jesus of Nazareth, the one they called King of the Jews. They must have known him. The sun is setting brightly in your eyes as you notice they're joined by a fellow traveler on the road. He's an inquisitive one, and yet he doesn't seem aware of the recent events. Who doesn't know what's happened in Jerusalem in the last 5 days? The biggest trial ever? Headline news? What rock has he been hiding under? They explain through tears about how their hopes have been dashed. The story gets more complicated. The women and some other disciples have claimed they found the tomb empty. It's also confusing. The body is missing. There is no hope. There's nothing left for us in Jerusalem, he says. Put us on the road to anywhere but here. A stranger reaches over and touches one of them on the arm, challenging the melancholic pair, saying, "Don't be ridiculous. Do you remember? Shall I remind you of what the prophets have said? Was it not part of the plan that the Messiah had to suffer these things before he could enter his glory? As the sun begins to set, you recognize that the traveler knows more than they give him credit for." Who is the stranger? There's an air of familiarity about him. But in the midst of their sadness, the travelers do not seem to recognize him. Preacher Frederick Buechner has written of the many ways we seek to find a place, an Emmaus, a place to run to when we've lost hope or don't know what to do, the place of escape, of forgetting, of giving up. I wonder when you've walked towards Emmaus, along the Emmaus Road. And what I've been noticing lately as I've been walking in the early morning, in the quiet, when most people are staying home, that this road to Emmaus is an inner journey I'm taking myself. It's a road that we're all on, but in the busyness and in mostly what often fills up our days, we don't always pay attention. It's so easy to write down the list of things we've lost, the places where we would have gone to run away, to escape, to forget. But this invitation at this time to this story is to the inner Emmaus journey, to pay attention to how we do run, the places in our own mind and heart that we fill up, that we can be tempted to give up. I want you to find yourself in this story, on this Emmaus Road. Come back with me to the road where we meet those travelers. It's sunset now. They're still unsure about who that stranger is. These ordinary travelers plead, "Stay with us. and graciously the stranger becomes their guest. And that sharing of a meal, these words ring true. The risen Christ who breaks with wounded hand, the bread for those who fail to understand, reveals himself despite their lingering tears, inflames their hearts, then quickly disappears. In a common house, with common folk and common bread, he took, he blessed, he broke, and he shared, he gave. The guest becomes the host, the stranger becomes friend, and the eyes of the disciples are opened. It does not happen through a burning bush or a cloud of fire or a great voice from heaven. There's no multitude of angels to sing or announce the risen one. This story is crafted in perfect parallel. In fact, it can hearken you back to another inn, another story, some other travelers who found a spot to stay for the night. This story is a departure, an encounter on the road, a failure to recognize. It's a meal, it's recognition, and then he disappears and they return. The meal is the turning point of the story, the ordinary in one moment and the extraordinary in the next. As his friends, the disciples are witnesses to Jesus' life and death. God opens their eyes so they witness his life anew. It's in the breaking of the bread that God opens their eyes to see beyond life and death, to glimpse the risen Christ. Not only do they recognize and remember, but they see, and in this glimpse, God says, "See, my love is stronger than your fear." God opens their eyes, and through God's grace, they become witnesses to this outpouring of God's love in Jesus. We are sharing meals differently these days. We are looking on different roads for those glimpses of the risen one. We are feeling all the emotions of the disciples as they ran away from Jerusalem, beaten down, heavy-hearted on the road. And yet we continue to break bread together with those we're sharing space with across computer screens, knowing that every time we are engaging in the act of eating, that we're joined with friends and neighbors for eating. It's a moment where we pause, give thanks for the gift of life, and continue to break bread. The disciples thought that Jesus was gone, but he's there with them. And God opens their eyes and hope is restored. Walking along whatever road we find ourselves on, there will always be moments when God opens our eyes to glimpse how nature lives out this Easter story. The risen Christ too broke, blessed, and gave the bread as the eye-opening reminder that he is present with us on every road. It may not be the bread you're used to, at the tables you're used to sitting at, with familiar faces. Instead, there are moments where we greet the stranger. In the grocery store, behind the masks, we're aware that strangers are also breaking bread together. Every road is an Emmaus road. And today, Christ continues to be present, though often unseen, particularly through scripture, shared story, and in the breaking of the bread. Perhaps you're reading your Bible a bit more often, and the words of common men and women become the words of God for you. Or you find yourself reading a newspaper article or a novel that invites you to see differently. This story brings us one moment of grace, but it reminds us that on the road, those moments of grace accompany us. God opens our eyes to see and hear Christ in each other. We're not alone on this journey. We may be socially distanced and eating at different tables, but Christ walks with us still. and opens us to new ways to walk and break bread together. Amen.